Right. So the claims recited a polymeric fuel system component with conductive fibers to create electrical conductivity. The defendant didn't have a fuel filter. The defendant had a quick disconnect made of plastic with conductive fibers. So this quick disconnect was a part of a fuel, was a fuel system component, part of a fuel system. The defendant used carbon fibers to create electrical conductivity. The district court acknowledged that the ordinary meaning of fuel system component would be broad enough to cover the quick disconnect. But the district court judge said that fuel system component should be restricted in meaning to the fuel filter. Conductive fibers covers carbon fibers, but still, summary judgment, no infringement, because the claim should be restricted to a fuel filter. Well, the Federal Circuit affirmed for a slightly different reason. The Federal Circuit agreed that a fuel system component should be limited to a fuel filter. Why? Well, four times in the specification, the applicant described the invention as being a fuel filter. Invention, according to the Federal Circuit, means that for which protection is sought or obtained. So the Federal Circuit said, if you want to define your invention as a fuel filter, then you're stuck with that definition. The Federal Circuit said that the fuel filter is the only disclosed component with conductive fibers. Now, interestingly, when the application was originally filed, the application was very consistently limited to a fuel filter. The drawing was a fuel filter. The specification talked about a fuel filter. The claims were limited to a fuel filter. Somewhere during prosecution, the applicant woke up and said, well, wait a second. This invention has applications beyond just a fuel filter. It has applications to the entire fuel system. So the applicant amended the claim and added a statement that the amendment was to cover, that the claims were intended to cover all fuel system components. Well, what did the Federal Circuit say? The Federal Circuit said that this statement, that this amendment is ambiguous and possibly inconsistent with the specification. Well, ambiguous? You strike through fuel filter, you underline fuel system component, and you say you're doing this to broaden the claim to cover any fuel system component? Hard to imagine how that's ambiguous, but that's what the Federal Circuit said. What about conductive fibers? Turns out the Federal Circuit said that conductive fiber doesn't cover carbon fibers. The specification mentioned both steel fibers and carbon fibers, but then sung the praises of steel over carbon. The Federal Circuit said that if the specification could talk, it would say, don't use carbon. And the defendant did use carbon. So this was yet another reason why the Federal Circuit decided that the claim does not cover the defendant's product. Federal Circuit said, we're not necessarily limiting the claim to steel, but we're certainly the applicant. The language of the applicant by singing the praises of steel and basically bashing carbon excluded carbon from the scope of the claims. LizardTech. LizardTech, as we'll see, is in a predictable art. We're in the previous case, Honeywell. We were talking about an amended claim, a claim that was brought in during prosecution. With LizardTech, we're talking about an original claim that was originally filed with the application. This invention had to do with viewing images from a massive file, maybe an image large enough to cover the entire United States down to telling what's in everybody's backyard. You know, really, really huge file, lots of... massive file. Well, there are two problems with that. One problem is that once somebody starts to use that file, it blocks everybody else from using that file. Second of all, it requires a massive amount of memory to hold the file. So in the past, that one massive file was broken down into a series of subfiles called tiles. So you can imagine carving up a huge image into a bunch of tiles and storing each tile separately. And then you can compress that tile. And a known way of compression was called DWT, discrete wavelet transformation. So it's a method of compression. The biggest problem with that is that at the edges of these tiles, you could see the lines. There were artifacts at the edges. So you'd have these tiles laid out next to each other, and you can see where the edges of the of each tile resided. So that was no good. The patent specification taught a way of eliminating those artifacts by calculating these DWT coefficients beyond the boundary of each tile and maintaining updated sums of those coefficients for each tile even beyond the edge. Claim one of this patent was limited to maintaining updated sums of DWT coefficients to form a seamless DWT of the image. Trouble is that claim was not infringed. The defendant did not maintain updated sums. Claim 21 didn't require the updated sums. In fact, it didn't even require a seamless DWT. But the Federal Circuit said that if you read the specification, clearly the invention is limited to seamless DWT representations.